Welcome back to the programme. Now, I'm joined by Sinead Brennan from RTE Entertainment to take a look, because it's the beginning of May, the best of film and TV to come in the month of May. And you're starting with something that, God, was such an issue, Chernobyl.
Yeah, so it's over 30 years since the nuclear disaster, and Sky Atlantic have made this five-part drama all about it. So it's kind of bringing the story to people who might know the ins and outs, and then obviously a lot of people will be very familiar and very aware of what exactly went down.
Right.
But it has an all-star cast. It has Stellan Skarsgård, Emily Watson, Jared Harris, who is Richard Harris's son, and Irish actress Jessie Buckley is in it too. Oh, so there's a bit of an Irish interest there as well.
And, you know, because this is very dodgy stuff, because it's political as well as historical, given, you know, what the future might hold in terms of energy. Adi Roach was involved.
Yeah, so she's given it the thumbs up. So she's the CEO and founder of Chernobyl Children International, and she has basically said, you know, watch it, it's really good. It gives a fresh look at things and also deals with it in a really, like, impactful and respectful way as well.
Right. And she had a quote saying, fresh eyes and ears, fresh heart, fresh understanding, fresh compassion and fresh solidarity to a wider audience. It'll be, I say it'll be very controversial, because people say, oh, it wasn't that bad, and etc., etc. But she's kind of stuck with that over a very long time.
Yeah. And as well, it's kind of going to look at the potential political things that were at play then, and all of the conspiracies around that. But it also deals with the human interest story, so the firefighters that were there, the plant workers, their families and everything like that too. So it seems to be a broad scope of everything.
They put their lives and sacrificed their lives for the greater community, didn't they?
This is it. And they also had a big impact on stopping it from being worse for the rest of Europe as well. So it's kind of a big homage to them too.
Right. Okay. And Tommy Tiernan returned last night for the third season. Tell me more.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, he had Paul McGrath.
Did you see it last night? Well, I laughed my leg off, I have to say.
I think that's the thing. Like, he's kind of the only person who could really do it, because he's so charming and he has such a quick wit that you can put someone in front of him and he doesn't know who they are and he will still get something really good out of them. I mean, there's been times where he hasn't known who the people are at all, even when he starts talking to them, but it really, really works.
You were watching it as well.
I was watching that.
Did you think he knew a lot about golf?
He hadn't a clue. And I'm playing it 30 years and I still haven't a clue. But it was a brilliant interview. I was Shane Lowry, wasn't it? I couldn't see him ever coming on the Late Late Show or anything like that. But because Tommy Tiernan is so genuine and he's so interested in the person, the questions are, how are you when you lose? Everybody talks about winning. And he said he gets depression. He gets down. That was his word. And it takes some ages to get out of that.
Mind you, those questions are asked on the Late Late Show.
Yes. I thought Shane Lowry responded brilliantly to him. He opened his heart to him and he said, I have a wife and I have family. And sometimes we don't win. And I said, it really gets me down. And for other sports people watching, I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you can't win every match.
Of course.
Somebody goes home saying, we've lost. You know, and it was a brilliant interview.
Though I loved that ad with all the kids getting the pep talk before they go out to play. And then they come in, you only lost by 12. If it had been anybody else, it would have been higher. How to encourage the young. I think you have to say, we lost. Yeah. But anyway... now, will we go to the documentary category?
Yeah, perfect. So Netflix have a new one about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was hugely upset the congressional kind of race last year in New York. So they have a new documentary called Knock Down the House, which is on Netflix now, and it's really, really good. It's so accessible if you don't really know an awful lot about American politics, like I wouldn't be too up on it. But she's only 29 and she managed to beat out like the hot favourite to win her congressional seat, and she was waitressing when she launched her campaign and everything. So it's just such an interesting story, and it deals with her and three other women as well from around America, but she is the star of it. It is about her more so than them.
Is that a hope for the future, would you think?
For me?
No.
Why not?
Why not indeed? Okay, now This is another one that I think will be quite controversial. The King Who Fooled Hitler.
Yeah, so that's on Channel 4. It's actually on tonight at 8 o'clock. Fascinating story. So King George VI actually was helping the Allied forces by feeding misinformation to the Axis forces. Mm. So they wouldn't know where they were going to land on D-Day. So they were placing, like, a young Queen Elizabeth at the time, when she was still a princess, at different photo ops with different troops in completely wrong places where, you know, then the Nazis and stuff wouldn't know.
They were just down the road, were they?
They weren't where it would have made sense then for...
Like they say about the moon landing, that it was all done in a desert somewhere in America.
So it's intelligence experts...
Because the man who abdicated was certainly, some writers in history suggest that he would have been an admirer of Mr. Hitler's. So that's interesting, given the crisis it generated in the British royal family, apart from the millions of dead people who often get forgotten. The more when we were talking this morning about the court case, that you forget the most important person about. And coming up now, so that's on tonight.
That's on tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 4.
Eurovision?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
I'm not, really, to be honest. But, I mean, it kind of has to be talked about. It's a huge spectacle and, you know, it happens every year. But this year it's on in Israel.
Are you a fan?
Well, it only went down, I won it.
Were you a fan?
I wouldn't sit down and watch it. But I dip.
Yes, when Ireland is doing well.
Yeah, of course. But if England give us space, I used to be.
George?
No.
Right, well, you're the most untypical.
I know we are. We used to be when we were younger and we all watched it and we had little
bets. Because we'd win.
And you gathered in people's houses and had nibbles and all this.
For the voting.
You remember in the voting where we gave England 6 votes and they gave us 1.
And we were furious.
Now they gave us.
And you'd ring your cousins in Birmingham.
How dare you.
Yeah. No, they were good to us over the years. They gave us 12. And we were a bit small-minded about it all. Where do you want to go next?
Is the Eurovision, by the way?
Oh, yes, the Eurovision. So there's 2 semi-finals. They're on the 14th and 16th of May. Now, we're not through to the final yet, so our semi-final is on the 16th.
Before the local elections, they better know about it.
At the moment, though, we have the worst odds of getting through our group, so I don't know if we'll actually be there on final night.
Well, when we go in as underdog, we do very well.
This is true. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be there on the 18th anyway for the grand final.
Okay, last one before we go.
So Netflix actually have loads of stuff coming out. They have a new comedy called Dead to Me, which is Christina Applegate is back doing comedy again, and it's her. She meets this new woman in a bereavement support group.
Right.
They've both lost fiancés.
And Elton John?
Yeah, Rocket Man is out this month finally. So it's a musical, a movie musical about his life. Now, it's not a typical biopic, it is a musical.
Right.
So the director, Dexter Fletcher, is calling it musical fantasy as opposed to a biopic. But it's all about his life and it starts off with him going into rehab. So it doesn't hold back from the tougher stuff.
Right. He's done great work in your field in Africa.
Africa, yes.
Very, very generous. Mm-hmm. He also vandalised a building I was involved in, but we'll let that pass. but that's all we've time for today.